Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Maurizio Benassi speaking. My job in IBM is a server architect, so I will go through the presentation today from IBM Director 5.1, looking at the director not just from a product point of view, but how the customer should use it. The chart number two, read this before, I've organized the presentation in three main parts. The first part is a business part, and I've taken this presentation for sales scope, and we will talk a little bit how to position the director and what is the business value. Then we try to position the IBM director with Tivoli and how it fits the director in the VE strategy. I also put some chart about the competition and how the director will fit in the competitive size. Then we will talk about some customer scenario of the usage of IBM director. The second part is more technical, so we will go through the technical details and what are the layer of the director. We see some capabilities. We will just see how the future integration with the HMC, with the Hardware Management Console, and we will just have a few highlights on the Linux for Z series. Then we will finish up with AppleCore integration and performance consideration. The third part is a separate files that I called reference material, and the last chart is where to find more information. Okay? Start with the business part. Chart number three. In chart number three is the business part. In chart number four, we see what is the IBM system agenda. When we talk about virtualize everything, is IBM system agenda that will approach how we can virtualize any system and having a better approach at the system level. This approach, as we may see in chart number five, is layered up in three layers. We have a low level called virtualized resources, in which the main effort is how to make virtual servers, virtual networks, virtual IOs, and dealing not with the hardware itself, but with the representation to virtualization with servers. The second part is made off of virtual resource management, and in this part, the scope is how to use very well the resources. In this part, we will fit the IBM director with the workload managers. Okay? The third part is the virtual resource access, that the so-called virtualization engine console, and how we can program everything to web services to have access to the underneath hardware resources represented by the true web services. Okay? In chart number six, what is more high level is why IBM System Management strategic direction, what are the objective, and why IBM is doing this. Okay? The objective is customer ask us to have a simple way to manage more platforms, and also not to be closed, but open with other standards. This is why IBM has taken this kind of direction to have some tools that do not depend on the single platform, but they are cross-platform. If we go in page number seven, these tools of system management, they are not by themselves, but they are open up with the third-party systems. As a matter of fact, what is developed not just by IBM, but also from third-party system. The third-party system tools can integrate the IBM tools. Also, IBM director has to be Aptor integrable. In chart number eight, okay, this is another high-level representation of what it is and why IBM has done this IBM director. Okay? The situation is very simple. The very simple situation is that there are too many servers and too many consoles, too many ways of managing different operating system. The idea is having a single management tools that relies on different operating systems and tools and storage and having a single representation. This single representation has to be intuitive, so as we may see, is a click and point, very simple to use, based on open standard because it has to be integrable with third parties and upward with some other existing solutions. Okay? And this has to simplify the day-by-day management. Okay, in order to reducing the complexity values, let's see chart number 9, we have three different focus. The first focus is easy to use. We should get started faster. It means that has to be intuitive and has to be productive in a very short time. The second part is the open design. Open design is because IBM wants to use open standard and wants to integrate with third-party tools. So there will be some open standard that can be interfaces by somebody else that wants to build up application on this kind of tools or integrates with them. The third part integrating toolset is not just the integration, but is, for example, how fits in a complete environment with the virtualization engine strategy. Because, as we may remember, the director is in the second layer. And he has to talk with the first layer, with the hardware level, and he sends messages to the upper level, to the virtualization engine console, or to other monitors. If we go in more details, chart number 10, what we're going to see is that release 5.10. IBM Director has a long story. I just come through the IBM Director last year when was announced the IBM Multi-Platform Director. And this year the focus was easy to use, means that if we're going to see later how the interface has been simplified, having a look and feel like a web browser. And another matter that is to be taken is the footprint of the agent themselves. And what we see that with the 5.10 release, IBM has made very light or lighter footprint in order to be usable. And this requirement has been taken by the market. Also, for example, some easy way of knowing if software has been upgraded automatic manner or how can I interact with groups and to deliver software in a very easy way. Open design, it means that we need to have partners to build an ecosystem, alright, and having more choice. So IBM Director is one piece that must to fit in a very wider environment. And also IBM put in place a developer kit in order for developers to use this developer kit to build their own application, as already been done in the past with other platforms. For integrating toolset, what does it mean? That we would like to integrate all platforms. So the new news for 5.10 is that the director will be available for all platforms with the exception of the ZOS. All right. So we have also some additional extension that depend on the single platform, and we shall see later what are the details of it. The chart number 11 gets into a little bit more details. So as we might see at the very bottom, what we have the low-level function of IBM Director. That means that control the hardware or just doing some remote management. Then the IBM Director base offering means that this is done by every agent without no charge at all, inventory, monitoring, alerting, automation, software automation, and software updates. Then we have some extensions. So the extension could be fees or not fees, as we shall see later. The extension means that I can start with the base if the director solves my problem, otherwise I can extend to some other capabilities like system availability or remote deployment manager, or for example installing the ZWAMP center to manage all the images of Linux for Z series. the director has to be integrable with some other management tools like Tivoli Siauni Center, Microsoft SMS or Microsoft Bomb. And of course all of these details can be mapped in different ways, could be mapped on the virtualization engine console, or if I have some more wider strategy like Tivoli Enterprise, I can map them on the Tivoli Enterprise console. And also IBM Director has to be integrable with third-party solutions. Okay. Now we start a very simple part, starting from page 12, simple messages that we would like to leave when we speak up with IBM Director. These simple messages is, for example, how can I troubleshoot in a very quick way, or remote deploying some software, or how can manage some virtual machine, or to see how the hardware status is doing. Okay, all of these themes are not new to the X series, because IBM Director 5.1 it builds up on the previous releases of IBM Director that has been released for X series. Meanwhile, IBM Director could be a new news for some other platform like P-Series AIX or Power on Linux or ZVM. And so I just put this little taken from marketing in order to see and show to the customer we have some immediate advantages using this kind of software. And if we go to page 13, for example, if I would like to deploy and monitor and manage my systems, and when I say my system, it means all systems not depending on the single platform. Okay, the main messages of IBM Director 5.1 that I would say is almost all of the functions not are depending on the single platform but are cross-platform. So this is the way of configure, deploy, and monitor and manage your system in a consistent fashion. Okay, so what in this way I do not need to have deep skills in order to do, for example, some system administration and having deep skills for that operating system. Okay? So the first things to do is having common look and feel cross operating systems. And if, for example, I would like to have the CPU utilization, I don't have to know tools for IBM Linux or for i5OS or AIX. And this is very proactive. Then I can also schedule or grouping system depending if I have to do action on the same system, okay? Then has to be extensible. What does it mean? It means that if I have some strategy already in place, like for example, if unfortunately I have some competition like Siauni Center or HP OpenView, I don't have to see the director as a new tool in place of the high-level tool, but something that adds on value and does better on IBM platform, okay? So, for example, other things that are very simple is managing the quantity of servers. So, for example, there are some actions that can be lighted through simple colors in alerting, and this is very useful when, for example, we have to manage a lot of servers and we don't know very well. Most of the time, especially on the Intel or low-level servers, when they are in quantity, if we don't have services, is because the application is down and we are advised by the application is down, not by proactively looking all the servers and understanding that we have a probability that that server could be down. So for example, here in this chart, chart number 14, we depicted these kind of scenarios, and for example, if we are productive, we could save money, and these $650,000 are reported by some IDC studies, okay? So here is how fast we could be to interview and troubleshoot problems in very dispersed environment if we don't have any management tools. I would like to remember the Director 5.1 is not just for IBM platform, but is also for Intel compatible platforms. Okay, so it means any platforms that runs Intel's compatible operating systems. In chart number 15 is here how this director has built with the integration of managing a virtual server. If we go and we install VMware, VMware has a set of tools in order of looking to install its Linux machine or other Windows virtual machine. And we shall see that the virtual machine manager just integrates and he builds up from the information that VMware and all the partition are sent to the director console. Now, the same idea has been done and we shall see some differences with the ZVM Center. ZVM Center, from the look and feel, it looks like the virtual machine manager, but as we may see through the presentation, it does much more with, for example, complexes, other more structured way of managing virtualized machine. Okay, so here, for example, we have some phrase from VMware that says that through virtualization we can save money, and this is true. Why? Because we can push up the usage and the usage of the, all the infrastructure. Now, for example, in chart 16, if this builds up on a feature that on remotely distribute the software and understanding if the software that is running on the platform is at the latest levels. And this could be done automatically using some feature of the IBM Director. Of course, this has to be positioned with the software distribution but done by Tivoli, and we will talk about this positioning a little bit later in the presentation. If we can do this kind of automatic distribution, we can save 34% of IT staff time, and this is another result that is coming from IDC. And this is done, why? Because we have under control in a single point of view all the platform and the software that we can find in automatic manner, what kind of release are installed, how is managed, and so on and so forth. Now, for the Intel platform, especially for the Intel platform, there is the so-called capacity manager. Capacity manager is going through records and he understands if there are possible bottlenecks. Or, for example, we have a lack of performances. And this is done just the same algorithm and taking performances utilization of the resources. And this is specific for the Intel Blaze platform. Now, here, this capability of the director could be coupled in a much wider way with distributed workload manager provided by Virtualization Engine Console. And this is just looking at the single server doing something. Enterprise Workload Manager is looking the entire application end-to-end. So, as you may see here, this could help to fix and point, to understand, for example, incident per month, having the single report from the single platform in which is running the Capacity Manager. Okay. Then, for X-Series, IBM Director is needed to configure, for example, the Blade Center. In order, when the Blade Center means that we have an infrastructure done by blades, done by switches, done by storage, and if we'd like, configure in a very quick way, and understanding the platform is running well, and then deploy after of having done this configuration, after configuration, then deploy on the Blaze, the single, in automatic manner, the single images of the operating system, then is, again, the IBM Director is the answer to this kind of operation. Now, if we would like to do in a massive way, then we can save profiles and then deploy upon some policies that we have predefined before. Okay, so in chart number 19, we just summarize what is the advantages that we have it and what kind of the cost estimates, and those numbers are just taken from some averages done by IDC or VMware. If we go in chart number 20, we go deeper into the product and we can explain a little bit more without getting very technical what is doing the IBM Director. IBM Director goes in different, segment of the system management. One is the deployment. It means that, for example, I have some hardware and I have to deploy software. I have to create, for example, in ZVM, some virtual machine, and depending having some configuration, I would like to do this in automatic manner. A monitor alert is when I need to understand the status of my infrastructure from the hardware point of view or from the software point of view, and being alerted, or just when I would like to do some inventory and quickly without going server by server. This is one of the cases in which the director is very, very useful. Why? Because just with a click and point, we can get the inventory of the whole infrastructure. After this, there is the optimization, means how can I'm using well the infrastructure. For example, if I have some virtual server that are using the same hardware physical platform, Intel-based or power-based, we would like to have the global utilization of the server, how is doing the availability, and director can help in optimizing the usage of the infrastructure. In order to troubleshoot, we need to have some diagnostic, especially in DEX series, and the other I-series, P-series, X, they have other tools that will integrate with the director. And just with the context, we click in point, we can make connection, logging the system and take the proper actions. The third part is maintaining, and what we were saying before is, for example, distributing, updating the software, and we shall see with the 5.1, has been done a lot of advances with the concept of the three-level agent, agentless, zero, and one and two, and pushing the appropriate software in a very automatic manner. Okay, so we go in describing a little bit more these high-level features. And in page 21 are listed the objectives of IBR 5.1. One project was the simplification. We went through the multi-platform director, director 4.1, 4.2, and we got feedback from customer in order to have a console that looks like more an Explorer web-based. Okay, the director is not yet accessible to a web, still Java-based, but the paradigm is very familiar. Then we have also simplified, for example, event management, setting up some wizard, and we shall see one example. C1162 accessibility compliance, that looks like something of very cryptical, is the statement that IBM says, I have hardware and software console, and I want to access to my hardware storage, for example, to customize WebSphere or customize the Blade Center, having the same look and feel and action. Of course, the objects are completely different, but I have unified the way of accessing the resources that could be hardware, software, physical, or logical. And one of the big pieces of work is having a lighter footprint. Now, as a system architect, I visited big customer and small customer, and director one was released at the beginning with X series. One of the complaint is that was needed a larger agent to be installed. With lighter footprint, it does mean, for example, with level zero, I don't have to install anything, and I'm starting to use the director to collect information, and this information is enough for the scope, I don't have to install anything. Meanwhile, I will install the level 1 or level 2 depending of what I need to do. The second point is enlarging to all a server, and this year we will have the director featuring on AX system, AX 5.3. We remember last year AX was available as an agent but not as a server, and was available for AX 5.2 and was not available for also Linux on Power. Now, here also we have added the support for C-Series and Linux on Z-Series, which doesn't mean that Linux could run natively on Z-Series or hosted in a VM environment. Also, we are supporting the Storage Management Initiative specification. What does it mean? It means that the director can plug in also on discovering storage devices. Okay? And so we improved a little bit also the hardware alerting. And we have three or four charts dedicated to how, what does it mean, the ZVM, how it's been implemented. There is another topic that I have dedicated a couple of charts with the integration of the hardware management console. Hardware management console is a concept that is not new for I-series and P-series. Of course, also Z has some kind of hardware management console, and this is not a concept for X series. Hardware management console is needed to partition I series and P series, and is a Linux, a dedicated Linux server. Okay, so the director starts to get features coming from hardware management console and mapping partition of P series and I series without installing, I would say, agent on the single partition or OSs. And we shall see a little bit later what is in more detail this kind of concept. Okay. Now we have also the solution enabled for both internal and independent software vendors. It means that we need to integrate better the director with all the strategies of management coming from competitors by Tivoli itself. And also having a developer kit, a software development kit for third parties that would like to develop application using the IBM director. Okay. Now we are on chart 22 here. On 22 here we go in more details of what does it mean, the streamlined user interface, okay? So here we reported the description, what we are doing and what are the benefits. I would like just to go through quickly, for example, broader server platform coverage. It means that now we have completed the deployment of director on all the platform, which means that we have AX, Linux on Power, Linux on Intel, all the Windows, Network, VMware, and also we deployed it for Linux on Z. For reduced agent footprint, we talked before about having the three level, and here it's much easier to deploy the agent. Before, we needed to discover the system and one by one installing the system. Here, with the new agent footprint, we shall see that we can discover the system with level 0 and then push in automatic manner the level 1, the level 2, according to the action that we need to do on the server itself. With the software health check, here also we can group system by the software, and we can keep track of the changes of the release of the software that has been deployed and be alerted automatically if the software update is being required. We already mentioned the software development kit. For the event action plan wizard, also for the action plan, we shall see a couple of charts. I don't go through in the details on the action plan. Why? Because it means a little bit going deeper on the product and testing. What is an action plan? How can we build up? But in order to ease the task of action plan, has been set up a simple wizard in which, for example, if I would like to take action on CPU utilization, I click on the wizard and I got immediately my result. And of course, then this result can be customized. We have also the Blade Center Chassis Configuration Manager. This is not a new news. We have a new news for the virtual server deployment server complex. Here what does it mean is finally we can manage through the director, so with the same concept of clicking point that we have already developed for VMware or the platform, also for the Linux when it's running on the Z series. And finally, we have also the upward integration with Microsoft Operation Manager and doing some automation on the inventory change control. On page 24, we describe from an high level what is the director topology. Topology, we have three levels. The first level, the higher level, the user interface, is how can I interact? And we shall see that at this level we have a click and point user interface that is based on Java. So we have here the possibility of installing the console on my laptop or accessing the console remotely, just if I can have some graphic access. Okay? The other way of accessing information is through the virtualization engine console, okay, that speaks to the director server. Then we have a middle tier that is called IBM Director Server. This is the code, the server, and here could be installed in every operating system. Last year with the multi-platform was available on X series and i5OS. This year is available on Z series with the Linux on AX5.3 and still with i5OS. The director server is integrated also with storage SMP devices and also will be featured the integration with the other management console. The agents. It means the agent is code that could be installed or not. We have also the agentless on the operating system or the images operating system that we need to control. Okay? And the difference of last year that we did have agent for AX5.2, so at that point the agent was not able to understand the micro-partitioning or the other feature that has been introduced with Power 5. And also we have also the agent for Linux on Power, i5OS, and also Linux on Z series, that is the new one. Then we have also some other IBM Director agent, like for network or VMware. It means that we installing network VMware, we can get information through the IBM Director. In chart 25, I have depicted this chart saying that we have accessing to the IBM Director to the console, and we have the IBM base offering also, and we have the Director extension. Okay? This is split just because the Director extension can be seen as plugins. It means I install before the base and then I choose what do I need. In chart 26, are listed the extensions, and the extensions, they are free web downloadable, like System Availability or the Virtual Manager to manage the VMware or the RAID Manager. Meanwhile, for fee-based, we have the Capacity Manager, that means understanding what are the performances on X-Series, software distribution, how to install remotely microcode on machine, the application workload manager, and the ZWAM center. Chart 27 is the same formation as before, but are depicted in a much more graphical way, and this is a synoptic view of what is the 5.10 with this extension free and not fee. Before, we were talking about the tire agent, and here we are in chart 28. As you might see, there are three levels. Level 0 is agentless. It means that we have some discovery logon attributes to power control without installing no software at all. Of course, we need to discover the server, we need to have some access, we need to talk with the operating system. But when we have done that, we got information that are very useful. In the level 1, we have some core services, and then we shall see more in details what does it mean, core services. We need level 1 when we need to up or integrate with other system management tools. Okay, so we need, for example, to send messages to the tech, then we need to install the level 1. And we can promote the level 0 to level 1 in automatic manner, so you use the software distribution and we can update from 0 to 1 or to 1 to 2 or through 0 to 2. And finally, we have level 2 that is the current full-blown agent for all the endpoints that we have already installed. Now, in page 29, we have depicted the degrees of management. Now, we must make something clear what is happening at the moment. With level 0 is available for all operating system exception some inventory management, okay, that are done just for X-Series and Linuxes. Now, the level 1 is not available for I-Series and AIX. The tier 2 is available for all operating system and therefore is available for AIX and I5 OS. So, summarizing, we have the level 2 is available for everybody, okay? The level 1 is available for X series Linux and Windows operating system. The level 0, with exception of some tasks, is available for all operating systems. Okay, chart number 30, we are talking about IBM Director and Tivoli positioning. In chart number 31, we have some affinity of the protocol. Sometimes, from a very high level, they look that Tivoli and Virtualization Engine Director are doing same things, for example, software distribution. Of course, we need to dig a little bit further in order to understand what is the scope of the software distribution. For example, we cannot do software distribution for 5,000 images in very, very wider manner. Why? Because Tivoli software distribution can do that, but meanwhile we need to have the Director installed to manage the low-level function. So, as we may see here, Director and Tivoli management software are more complementary than competing each other. And also, Director may be integrated in the Tivoli Enterprise console. So, yeah, we have cases in which, for example, the customer, they don't have any Tivoli software and is very good talking about the capabilities of IBM Director. Sometimes Director fits already in a strategy with IBM Tivoli software, and we need to understand what are the functions in Tivoli and how can the Director can help more the Tivoli software. In chart 32 is depicted just how does fits the virtualization engine management collection, where is positioned the IBM Director, okay, among operating system and what are doing as a services. In chart 33 is a chart that we have already used last year for IBM Director multi-platform, and here, as we shall see, that meanwhile the Director is needed for low-level functions. The more that we go up with functional requirements and managing the application, Tivoli is the answer. So there is a good cooperation between Tivoli software and IBM Director. We need to do an assessment. For example, in very, very wide installation, some customer, they ask us what does it buy the IBM Director. Most of the customers are skeptical of installing another software if they don't give you much more value. And what is seen that the Director can give more hardware details and easiness, meanwhile integrates perfectly in the Tivoli strategy. Here we talk chart 34 about competition. I put more charts, I'm not showing them because we don't have time. I'm just let you know that also HP, some Microsoft and Dell EMC Square with VMware, they do some kind of what's so-called virtual management, that there is the middle tier in which is positioned the director. Okay? Now, here in the bibliography, I put a link on a specific paper, very detailed, in which are listed all the features of, for example, IBM Director at that time is still 4.2, but is still usable, and it compares with feature provided by Dell or HP. Now, if we skip to chart 41, and these are just the highlights, what we do understand that meanwhile HP, Sun, Microsoft, or Dell, EMC Square, they just focus on a piece of the problem. And we just compare that little piece with director capabilities, we might compare sometimes. But if we do the idea of having more cross-platform, not only depending on Intel-based platform, but about the management, the application, the workload manager, the virtualization of different architecture, then we still that IBM has always an advantage when we talk about, for example, heterogeneity or integration with the storage and all the other one. Okay, so I just put this chart to, because sometimes are useful before going to talk to a customer, understanding there are other players in the market. In chart 42, we have the so-called co-petition. We cooperate with Cisco and VMware, but sometimes VMware could be available with other platform solution like HP or Dell. So here we are just gaming how good we are to integrate VMware, but keep in mind that VMware is trying to solve the little piece of virtualization on Intel platform, meanwhile IBM is currently virtualizing everything on different platforms, and when we talk Linux, I think we have much more wider choices than just virtualizing Windows platforms. Okay, so just for your knowledge. Chart 42 is customer scenarios. Okay, I made up this chart 44 describing a small scenario for SMB customer. Here, the solution is the following. When we start with the Power 5 based platform, we can make a different partition with 5OS, AIX, and Linuxes, and these small and medium customers, they don't have the way of managing or having the deepness of the skill of each operating system. So most of the time, what the customer, they ask an integrated way of looking at the system, having a way of interacting with a simple click and point, and having a simple way of summarizing all these variables, and the director of 5.1 and the console. Now, we have a case here in Italy that with the director MP has been installed on a very large i5 and with many partition of i5OS, many partition of AIX and Linuxes, and this has been a requirement of the customer of having a simplification and an homogeneity of looking all the system. And so these little systems, they become more an infrastructure than a platform virtualizing itself. The second step then is enlarging the scope also to manage Intel platforms. On chart 45, we have another scenario in which we are talking about the scenarios with ZWEM. Okay, when we have ZWEM, here we have already structure the customer. This customer, if they have Z-series, most probably they have Intel platform, they have Unix platform. How can we depict the director in this case? The director could be depicted as the information hub. So the first step is having different implementation of director from different departments. As you shall see later, we can install director as an administrator, I can see all, just a little part of all the system installed. So for example, the department that is dealing with X series, they will deal with X series, the department with Unix, the department with Z Linux, and Z with Z. But there is a way of looking of all the platforms. So here we depict the Z Linux like, for example, the hub of the information of the whole infrastructure. And this is the value. Why? Because on not on Z Linux or in Linux on Intel. It's just because we believe that Z series are more, let's say, used at this kind of wide management, and this is the way of having also a way of going into other departments that for some reason are just compounded, they don't talk to each other. Now here, if we go in this other scenario in page 46, page 46 depicts a much wider scenario in which we have application deployed on Z Linux, on ZOS, on P series. And here the problem is, how can we look at the end-to-end, for example, performances? And it's very easy to find in a large bank, for example, the data on DB2 on ZOS and, for example, the WebSphere on P series or HTTP on Intel. And so having here the directory installed, we can really look at the infrastructure that is crossed by the application itself. And then we can complete with the workload manager the end-to-end monitoring of the application, for example, to see the service level agreement, if it's respected, the goal, and other topics that are explained by the workload manager, okay? Here, for example, this the number three scenarios that we put is the pure Z Linux scenarios. And why should we use the director and not using some script as we did before? But it's very simple because the director is graphical, is intuitive, and also it can be upgraded to the Tivoli. So here is a very simple way of saving administrator time in order to use graphical interface. In page 48, we summarize what are the value, okay? So just reduce the complexity and lowering the skills of the people that need to manage. And in page 49, we go to a technical section. Now, in page 50, we here is depicted again the high-level structure. It's exactly the same three-level structure that we talked before. So we have the management server, we have the managed system, SMP devices. All those information I've taken, you can see in the speaker note, are taken by the server info center for software. So over there on that link that I've listed at the very end, you can get all the details of the information. And in the page I also depicted, for example, the three level of director in which you can have the level 0, level 1, and level 2. Page 51 is another way, a little bit more technical, because you see errors, how the director interacts with the X Windows or the VE console, how the VE console can talk to the IBM director using some web services that are called the director bridge. So here, for example, if we want to visualize some information on the virtualization engine console, we need to do a step further installing the director bridge. Is a piece of software, our web services is an instance of WebSphere that sends messages or web services to the V console, and we can access the V console through a web browser. Okay? So the director in this way we can display to a web browser what is taken by the IBM director through the IBM agent. Here in the page 52 we are seeing the entire agent, and we have level 0, level 1, and level 2. Okay? Now if we go in page 53 is exactly the same that we reported in the business section. Page 54 we have listed the tire zero function, okay? In the tire zero function, we have some things to explain, okay? Now, all of these functions, discovery request, remote session, power control, okay, are depending on the operating system level for 01. So you need to check info center for updated. At the moment, the inventory function are supported just for Windows and Linux Intel based. Okay? Meanwhile, the other are supported for the other operating systems. The tire 1 function in page 55 is supported by Windows and Linux only. Tire 1 is needed in order to upward integrate with Tivoli console or other software. Okay? Meanwhile, the tier 2 is supported by any operating system. Page 56 is just depicting what are the high-level functions that is done by 5.10 across all the IBM platform. So here are listed the discovery, monitor, event, action plan, process manager, group management, until software distribution update. I won't go through each of these one, but I would highlight some of them, okay? So if we go on page 57, here we shall see the how is look and feel the IBM Director 5.1. In the differences from the previous version, here that we can customize a little bit more and we can have in only one window more information. In page 59, we have still the same interface we had with the previous IBM Director. So we can have all the look and feel, the old one, depending on the click and point, how can we touch the windows and we customize it. Okay. On page 60, here is what are discovery and manage. So the object could be software object, could be hardware object, and could be SNMP devices, Blade Center, and so on and so forth. Customers sometimes they ask, how can I use Director with HP or Sun Unix based systems? The only way of interacting with them or installing some Tivoli agent or just trapping them using SNMP devices. All the information we can get through SNMP, they can map on the Director. Here in page 61, what we can manage is a Blade Center chassis, as we said before, physical platform that means power series or Intel based, or in Director system, it means they have already an operating system, I installed my agent, okay? And then we can interface also SNMP devices. I will skip the software health check because you can look and explain themselves. For the inventory collecting 63, what is being done, and we can see also page 64, is that we can query in much more organized and personalized way. So we can create just a personal query in order to query to do inventory, okay? So this is the difference with the before. Page 65 in the shaded areas are the new functions for in release 5.1. As you might see, most of the shaded area is because AIX was not supported and some more functions with the processor details or whatsoever, they were not taken before. Okay, on event management, I just would focus on page 68. On 68, here is the simple event action plan wizard. Why I'm skipping before the other pages and going to this one? Because if we try the first time to do a planning and action, you need to understand all the sequence of action you need to do. With this, a simple way of starting some action, building up an action plan and then going back in order to customize it. Okay? User administration, page 70. Now, this is important. Why? Because we go back to the customer scenarios for the Z-series, or a little bit more complex, in which we have different departments that are managing different kind of operating systems. So usually if you go to a customer, you see the Windows-based compounds, I say compounds for department because they're very closed, and also the Unix, they don't speak with the mainframe don't speak with the other guy. So here we can install the director in each of the department, and each of them can log in and see what they need to manage. Not all the system in which are the directory installed, but I can do different, let's say, different administration for different department. In this way, I have all the integrated information, but I still give the freedom of each department of managing their system. Okay? Now, in page 72, the resource monitors are important. Why? Because here, for example, that's what we did with our customer. What we installed the resource monitor, we put some resources saying that alerting about if we were surpassing 85% of CPU, and here when it's recorded this one, I can access it and being alerted by the director itself, or I can show this kind of information through the virtualization engine console. Okay? So here the resource monitor is one of the key points in order to have access to the resources, virtualized resources, and doing a better management, a better infrastructure utilization. If we go to page 74, finally we see the Blade Center Chassis and Server Configuration Manager. It's not a new news. Is so-called out of band. Why? Because I detect that there is a Blade Center. I don't know if there are operating system installed on the blades or whatsoever. I discovered the hardware. I do understand how can I make all the connections, and finally I can apply configuration and download and install the operating system. Page 75, we have a topic that is called Hardware Management Console P5 Integration. You need to be aware that the full integration will be available on the first quarter 2006. Right now what you're going to see, and you see here from the page, for example, here at the top level, you can discover the Hardware Management Console, and then after the Hardware Management Console can be connected to many systems. In this case, P5 Julie is a power system in which are made many different partitions, okay? So here we have BSTEC, Linux, these are partitions, and in one of these partitions has been installed an agent for AIX. So what you could discover here is going through the HMC, and HMC gives you the information about the partition that has been done on the single power platform. Now, when you're going to click, right now is clicking context, the hardware management console that will be launched. On first Q06, more integration will be done among the action they are doing right now with the hardware management console and what could be done with the director. If we go in page 78, finally we go to the Linux virtualization of Z series. As you might see, for these pages, more or less, are exactly the same goals that we set up to manage many images that could be physical of Linuxes on Intel basis hosted by VMware. Now, here in page 79, we have the different way of looking at the ZVM Center. One is the virtual server deployment, and the other thing is the server complexes, okay? Now, if we go to the virtual server deployment task, page 80, here, first of all, the Linux are guests of ZVM. So we need to create host in the ZVM, we need to manage the operating system, we need to apply the operating system, and doing all the operation that we have done before, but in this way, we do in a graphical way, click and point. Now, here with the server complexes, and we are going to explain in one chart what is the complexes. Here, the complexes, if we go page 18.3, what is called entity now, the Z-series, they always talk in a little bit more different way. But when they define the complexes, could be an object. An object here, for example, could be three Linux partition. Why? Before, for example, if I put in production a SAP system, I could have the application, the server, and the database server, the two level. Maybe they are in high availability with another images, and when I need to test an update and I would like to recreate, I should recreate one by one the images and the links and the personalization that has been done. So here with the complex entity, they say, okay, I'm going to get these three entity and the relation, I wrap them as a single object. So, for example, I can create another object, that means a cluster of Linux services in order to deploy and test the new release of the software, okay? So I just simplify a little bit what are the concepts, but the big differences between that we find from VMware and Linux managed by ZVM essentially is the capability of managing thousands of images, the utilization rate, the availability of the software, and this kind of easiness of replicating more of this object, okay? So these are, I would say, the differences. Of course, we cannot position one by one Linux on ZVM with Linux on VMware, okay? Here on page 85, we summarize what is the landscape on Z series. Linux could run natively on Z or hosted on a ZVM. I need to have at least one ZVM map, it is called manageability access point, in order to deploy and create the other Linux images on my ZVM. Now, if we go page 88, this is, I would say, summarizes all the tools that could be used in order to manage a Z system. As you might see, you see the director is not by themselves. It comes with a lot of software that has been deployed before. I would say the Z is the most instrumented platform that could exist. And so here we need really to understand all the relation of each other and how the director fits. If, for example, I have already OmegaMon for Linux, OmegaMon for VM. At the very end, the director is going to simplify, I would say, the deployment in the image, the collection of data, and can integrate with the other Tivoli console or other software has already been installed on the Z. In page 89, IBM director upward integration. We said before, in page 90, the director could be upward integrated. It sends messages to high-level software like Tivoli Enterprise, Tivoli NetView, Xiaomi Center. Some of these upward integration modules are free because are developed by IBM, so can be downloaded. Some of them, as you may see in page 90 and 91 with Microsoft or NetIQ or other software, you need to pay fee. Why? Because they are not IBM. So, I mean, is that policy of the software vendor to make the module of integrated director. Page 92, I just put a couple of charts about the sizing and performances. I followed the deep dive presentation, and when we start to say, I installed the director, and customer ask, how big is the server I need to run, what are the performances, the other topics. So in page 94, I just got what was published, and they give you some recommended sizing for the IBM Director server. Now, if you see the line on i5OS with 700 CPW, could be a lot of power, and it looks like that they changed the megahertz with CPW. Now, here is just a sizing, okay? It depends really on the number of refreshing requirements, how many clients, what are looking forward. So there are a lot of information they are need. I would say the minimum requirement to have a very good performances. With it, I would like to give you some suggestion. We install, for example, the director on a partition of i5OS on a production partition. If we install the director in the production partition, it means that on that partition some other workload is existing, executing. If you get 100% CPU utilization, it means that you don't get any display of it. Graphical, it slows down. So that's why, because it's better to maybe, if you are in a power environment, making a micro partition, putting a Linux and install in a separate partition the director. Okay? Here you might see the scalability. I mean, customer, they ask how much it scales, and at the moment they didn't see any kind of bottleneck. They talk about 5,000 managers. Page 96, I put another chart, because the director needs a database, okay? So if you install by himself, the database that could be installed is the DB2 by default. Otherwise, you can use some other database. Linux is freeware, Oracle, that the customer has already and wants to use, okay? Now, finally, we have page 97. I put here where to find more information, okay? In the bibliography, page 98, so I put here different section. If we go in system sales, you can retrieve those, I would say, marketing pitch in which they talk more about business value overview that we talked before at the beginning. So, for example, IBM Director 60-minute presentation or IBM Strategy. Then also I put here in system sales the functional comparison. This is still 4.2, but it's very enlightened because it goes feature by feature of what is doing IBM Director, what they are doing competitive tools, especially for the X series. We have also the 5.10 competitive comparison presentation in which compare the feature and why the 5.10 is better. There is a red book, so here we have the link, just click the underlying text is hyperlinked, and you go to the red book, and here you might find a lot of very good information. I would advise you to go always to IBM Server Software Information Center. Why? Because it's always up to date, and all the information I'm taking through red book's presentation, I always taking the first source is from iServer Software Information Center. Then I put some other public links. The public link directed to the IBM Director. The public link to Virtualization Engine. I would like to remind that Director is just one piece of a bigger picture of the Virtualization Engine that is another piece on the much wider picture of the main operating environment. And you see some papers, some calls, some downloadable things that are very useful. And this is page 99, is the end of the presentation. I split up the presentation in two parts. So this is the presentation. Some of the charts are scripted. You can get some more information. But also I split it up in another file, the so-called reference material. Over there I listed function by function, operating system by operating system, level by level, all is available, all cross-platform. And the last release was updated about 2 days ago. This is the 4th of October. And I put some more information on the Z and some more detail, for example, on the architecture of the level of the director. And thank you very much for the patience. Please, for any request, send me a note, and thank you very much for the attention.